AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This could affect your taxes. The House will vote on a tax plan today. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The GOP-led House is expected to give President Trump a legislative victory by passing a bill that slashes the corporate tax rate down to 20%, trims personal income tax rates, and eliminates some deductions and credits. It would be reconciled with the Senate version, which right now appears ready to repeal the personal insurance mandate in the Affordable Care Act. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn says this frees up income for lower earners.
Give them tax reductions, which hopefully will allow them to keep more of their hard-earned money.
Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden says
13 million Americans will no longer have health coverage.
Senate Republicans need just 50 votes to pass a tax plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka says there's a special place in hell for people who prey on children. She's talking about Roy Moore, the Republican candidate for Senate in Alabama, saying she has no reason to doubt women who say he pursued them when they were underage. President Trump is dodging questions about Moore, who denies the accusations and is not yielding to calls for him to quit the race. At least three new allegations were reported yesterday. Three UCLA basketball players accused of shoplifting in China confessed and publicly apologized at an appearance in Los Angeles yesterday. Cody Riley.
I want to start off by saying how embarrassed and ashamed I am for disappointing my family, my teammates, my coaches, and the entire UCLA community.
All three thanked President Trump for helping to resolve this. Coach Steve Alford announced they're being suspended indefinitely. Ohio called off the execution of a 69-year-old killer yesterday after executioners couldn't find a vein for the drugs. This is AP Radio News. Did you see the president take a couple of water breaks during an address to the nation yesterday?
The president was talking about Japanese business deals when he paused and reached into the lectern.
They don't have water. That's okay.
No water glass there. He finally grabbed a bottle at a nearby table and took a swig, and another later. Shades of Marco Rubio in 2013 when he reached for a bottle during the GOP response to President Obama's State of the Union. Trump mocked Rubio for it during the campaign. After the president's own water moment, Rubio had his fun, tweeting the president needs to work on his form, but said not bad for his first time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A lawsuit is going to trial today in Los Angeles. The question is, who owns the rights to the popular board game called The Game of Life? The court case is continuing today. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.